You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 19th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and Jenny is out today, so it's just me. Just me today, on a Tuesday. It's not usually just me on a Tuesday. Usually you've got Jenny, but she's not here. I'm sorry. But we'll manage. I'm here to tell you everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday. And it was kind of an interesting day. We had some things go on. We had a veto ceremony. We had pizza. I didn't have any pizza, but they had pizza. I want pizza. So let's get into it. What happened yesterday on Big Brother Canada 7? Sam uses the veto on Kiki in the veto ceremony. That was not on the feeds, but you know, we saw it happen. I mean, we saw the results of it. It happened. The feeds were off for it, because they always are. Sam uses the veto on Kiki. Chelsea replaces Kiki with Kaylin. Kaylin has been backdoored. Didn't play in the veto. Votes not looking great. Kaylin in a lot of trouble here. And so when the feeds come back, Kaylin says, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I saw this coming. Which is probably how she makes her money as a psychic, by saying that she saw it coming after the fact. Because in fact, just the day before, she was talking about how great it was that they, got by another week because they were so safe, and she wanted the veto to be won and used so that Esty would go up. Sorry, Kaylin, but just don't claim you knew, because you didn't. You really didn't. the chat says, Taryn's not alone. He's got us. It's very, very true. If you want to join me in the chat on YouTube, you can do so. You can ask me some questions, make some comments, and we'll hang out. We'll have a conversation. Anyway, we have, after this veto ceremony, Dane, Anthony, and Mark are talking a bit here. It's a meeting of the pretty boys, and Anthony is talking about being a little bit concerned that that Kiki and Esty will try to form some kind of all women thing. And they've talked about this a little bit before. Dane says, no, we're good. They're numbers for us. They're coming after Sam. They're numbers that we can use to go after Sam. You know, Sam, the person that's so deadly to us, the person that's like really, really coming for the guys. This Sam just stealing Adam's heart. Sam. So deadly. Anthony says it'll be good good if Sam and Adam go on the block together, because they'll have the numbers to save him and he won't be able to save her. And it'll be like, oh, there's nothing we can do. We got to vote Sam out, Adam. I still don't get the Sam obsession. I really, really don't. I mean, Sam is just not dangerous to the pretty boys at all. At all. If anything, Chelsea is more dangerous. At the very least, people like Kiki or Esty or even Eddie or Damien are more dangerous. Really, anyone in the house other than Sam are more dangerous to the pretty boys than Sam. I don't understand them. Anyway, that's going on there. Esty and Kiki. Kiki had a conversation with Chelsea after the veto where it was a very fake conversation. But for whatever reason, Chelsea didn't catch that, maybe, because Chelsea felt good about it afterward. And Kiki was like, I was just BSing that whole time. But it was very much just like, oh my God, I just love that this is working out and that the veto was used. And I just feel like, you know, it's weird. I feel like we've actually built trust this week that now with you on the block. I just feel like this is really working out. And Kiki's like, yeah, totally. I love you. This is so great. Yeah. I just think this is wonderful. Let's totally build on this in the future. Yep. So see ya. Like it was so awkward. It was so fake. I don't know how Chelsea came away from this conversation thinking it was real in any way. But Kiki came away from this conversation and she went to Esty, and then they made fun of it, essentially like, oh my God, we're so loyal to you. That's totally, we're not going to go against you at all because you're totally, you saved us. It was totally your plan to save us all along, which it was, but you know, they don't really see that. And so, you know, they were kind of making fun of it. Chelsea also had a conversation with Damien, and they had a more genuine conversation, although it still came off a little stilted from Chelsea. That may be because I just watched her say the exact same thing to Kiki. You know, Damien, I feel like we've built trust this week, even though you're on the block. Is it weird to say that? No, totally. No, it makes sense. Makes sense. So they have a conversation. Chelsea feels very good about Damien. Chelsea feels like Damien is very genuine, that he is telling her the truth with what he's saying. And that's going to be very important. We're not going to get too much into what's happening today, but, you know, this is a flippy house and things can flip, and Damien needs all the support he can get. So good conversation from Damien's end, at least, and good on Kiki as well, for despite the fact that I thought this sounded super fake. You know, to Chelsea felt fine with it for now, at least. So Kiki and Esty, they talk about how it's, you know, so dumb of Chelsea and Sam to believe that they'll actually be loyal. However, they do consider, you know, maybe it's worth working with them a little bit. Maybe it would be worth going after Mark first. Maybe we should go after Mark before them. Maybe we do get to jury with them. Who knows? You know, we're not loyal to them, but just thinking about in terms of what makes the most sense. I have to imagine, because they cap this conversation off with, but we really love Dane. We can't lose Dane. Dane. We love Dane. And I have a feeling that if Dane has anything to say about it, they will, in fact, go against Chelsea and Sam far before they go against Mark. So, you know, take that for what you will. Kaylin is, after she gets backdoored, she is first going to be a little bit like, oh, I saw this coming. My game is over. Damien, I'm sorry I'm up against you. You're a great guy. I'll be happy to lose to you. Eddie, don't bother voting for me. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'll just go. But very quickly went back to the campaigning and starts with Esty. She says to Esty, she has a pretty decent sort of campaigning. She has a lot of points that she makes here, and she talks a lot, but the main points that she tries to make are, hey, I am a big target. Leave me in the house. Damien, nobody's going to target Damien. He's too chill. He's too cool. I'm a target. I take the heat off of you. She says, I am also a number for you. I am going against the Sam, Adam, Chelsea group, and you should not do their dirty work for them. Don't take me out for them. Leave me in the house to fight them, and I'll be a target in front of you, which is a pretty good pitch. If it wasn't, if she wasn't against Damien, who is basically the same thing, and like she's kind of a target in front of them, but Damien is probably more capable of winning competitions and being an actual target and actually going against that group of people. And also they have a better relationship with Damien. They can trust him more. So it's a good pitch, but it's a hard one because she doesn't have the relationships to make that pitch work. So it's not going to land here with Esty quite yet. Trent says, there's only so much you can do to save face in front of the house guests you put up. I think Chelsea comes off out of this pretty good, relatively. I agree. Chelsea did a pretty decent job. She is not going to be targeted by Damien. She's not going to be targeted by Kiki or Esty. They're really going to be going after Sam first. However, she could be collateral damage. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. But she has some thoughts about Anthony that she is not tight-lipped enough about. And that could get her in some trouble as well. Retro Ranch loved Kiki and Esty reenacting Kiki's talk with Chelsea. It was... I reenacted their reenactment, and it was pretty good. Kubi says, I was laughing so hard at Corey being trapped by Mama. Yes, Kaylin is going to campaign all day long. I didn't actually recap the... I have in my notes one of the conversations that Kaylin has with Corey. I didn't do the other one because it was just really long and really pointless. But Corey was definitely trapped, similar to how Adam was trapped a few days ago. Kaylin really likes to do that, to just lock people in. Does anybody like Mama K better than Damien? Says C was right. Eddie, maybe? I think Eddie likes Kaylin a lot, but he also likes Damien. But yeah, beyond that... I mean, maybe Anthony. Anthony kind of likes Kaylin, and is lukewarm on Damien. Tracy loves watching Kaylin play the game. I do too. I think she's fun. Kaylin needs Corey now. Yeah. Yep. Did Eddie and Damien make a final two? They did. I don't know how real it is, though, because I feel any final two people make with Damien is not very real. Anyway, that's a good question. So with Kaylin on the block, Eddie finally has gone to work and realizing that Kaylin is sort of got one foot out the door. He started to go to other people like Adam, and he talked to Damien, and his conversation with Damien was like, hey, I got you. We're good. You know, us to the end. It was almost like he had a task to make a final two. I don't know. So there you go. They, you know, Damien technically has a final two with Corey and with Eddie now, and he's also working with Esty, Kiki, and Dane. But like, he never talks to anyone like he's in an alliance with them. Anyway, so we also got Kaylin talking to Corey, similar pitch to Corey. She denies ever saying Corey's name as a target, which is obviously a lie. You know, she really is going to work hard in this conversation and then later on in the day in another conversation, which is the one where Corey got trapped, and just talk about like, hey, you know, you need me in the game, and, you know, don't listen to them, and they're lying to you, they're coming for you, and you know, so on and so forth. Corey, I believe, sees that she's lying. Her body language in the conversation is just like, get me out of here. But her words are like, oh, you're making great points. Totally. So, you know, who knows exactly, but doesn't seem like this one's working here with Corey. After the first pitch, Corey is going to go straight to Chelsea, Sam, and Adam and let them know what the pitch was and says, hey, you know, she's making some sense, but I'm not wavering. You know, I'm not going to change anything. So Adam, now aware that Kaylin is going around and campaigning, is going to go to Kiki and Esty and see where their head's at in terms of the Kaylin campaign. He asks them if Kaylin has pitched them. They're like, yeah. And they tell him what the pitch was. And he's like, Kaylin saying she's a target in front of you guys. Like, I mean, Kaylin's not a target. Like, yes, she's being targeted right now, but she doesn't win any competitions. It's not like she's going to continue to be a target. If she survives this week, she's going to slip on by. You know, that's not a good reason to keep her. And then, you know, she's a liar. She's a liar. That's one of the main things. Here's the part of Kaylin's campaign I don't like. She's constantly insisting that she is honest. I only tell the truth. I am an honest person. I came into this house to be honest, despite the fact that she immediately got caught in a lie with the secret reveal. She talks about how honest and how she came into this house not wanting to lie at all. And he's like, she's not 29. They're like, no, she's not 29. And listen, they keep saying the reason she's not 29 is you don't cook like that if you're only 29. This is the second time I've heard this. Where is this coming from? Since when are 20 something's not able to cook? I feel very offended myself. I don't understand why we're talking about cooking. Why? How come it's all about the cooking? Oh, she cooks well, so she couldn't possibly be 29. I don't understand. If I went into the house and I cooked well, would people be like, oh, he's not really 26? What a liar. He's got more cooking experience than a 26-year-old. Almost 27, I think. Soon. Or is that a lie? I just don't understand it. Why the cook? I don't get it. So that's going on there. Then we have Esty and Kiki. After their talk with Adam, Adam leaves and they kind of talk amongst themselves and they feel good about their conversation with Adam. They feel pretty are we crazy? Do we want to work with Adam? Is that what we're saying to each other right now? Like, are we into that? Like, is that what we want moving forward? And they're like, I think so, but we just need to get Sam out. If once we get Sam out, we can work with Adam. And he's like a great person to work with because nobody likes him. They're like, so we just need to get Sam out in order to work with Adam, but we need to get Sam out without doing it ourselves. We can't look like we were the people that got Sam out because then Adam wouldn't work with us. And so that's where the Damien thing comes in. They would love for Damien to win the HOH so that he can go after Sam for them. Or at the very least, just get somebody to evict Sam. And they would love to then work with Adam. So that's sort of their plan here for the time being. And I'm sure that since they came up with that themselves to some extent, that Dane will definitely reinforce this idea of, yeah, we just need to get Sam out. Then we can work with Adam. Dane will eat that up. So the feeds are going to go down for pizza. And they're going to eat their pizza and then the feeds are going to come back up. We're not allowed to see them eat pizza. It's actually a thing in Canada. It's very offensive when people eat pizza on camera. So feeds had to be down for them to eat their pizza. Very, very important. We need to be respectful of, Canadian culture. So feeds come back up when they're done with the pizza. And Chelsea had caught Adam and Sam kissing. I imagine this is mid pizza eating. I guess. And she had caught them kissing, and they were kind of freaking out, like, oh, we got caught. And they go to Chelsea, and she's like, it's totally cool, I don't care. And Sam is going to talk about how she's falling for Adam and how they were meant to come into this house and find each other. We talked a little bit on the roundtable last night about, like, how, you know, game oriented is Sam versus when we first saw her and she was talking about giving up her game for Adam. And, you know, maybe she's changed. I still don't think that's the case. She's still talking about, like, really falling for him and, you know, all of this stuff. I think Sam is definitely still in the sort of I will do anything for Adam. And meanwhile, Adam is, in his explanation to Chelsea, is like, we're not, it's not even a showman's. That's no. I see you, Chelsea, and Sam. I see you two similarly in the game. And you know what? Like, Sam is great. Like, I'll go up on the block next to her. I'll have the votes to stay. So, you know, their explanations are very different. And Chelsea is totally fine. She doesn't care. She, I think, assumed that this was going on anyway, especially given all of the things Sam has already told her. But Chelsea isn't the only one that sort of saw them, you know, being kind of together. And, you know, so other people in the house, Anthony also in particular, they're going to be talking about, like, oh, Sam and Adam, they're going to get married. Raising the alarms, the showmance alarms in the house. C was right, says, pizza is for the show only. This is the good stuff. We need to save. Everyone needs to watch the episodes to see them eating their pizza. Yeah. Trent says, I'm beginning to think Adam is long for this game. People want to work with him. Will probably be the remaining member of a showmance. Always a good spot. Good comp competitor. I agree. That's why I have him just a little bit higher than I think the rest of the LFC here on the stock watch. Didn't Chelsea walk in on Saddam? Yes, that's what. Yes, she saw them. She caught them kissing. And Frail Mary in the chat says, if you turn against them, you won't be invited to the wedding. That's maybe a good thing. My perception of weddings is tainted by Game of Thrones. Rob says, maybe 29-year-olds would know how to cook if they could see some pizza eating. You're totally right, Rob. Youngins these days, they don't get to see people eat pizza on live feeds. And so how are they ever supposed to learn how to cook pizza or other things? Nikki says, I'm only 28. I might lose all my cooking skills by next year. Oof. Gotta watch out for that. All right. Anthony is going to talk with Corey, and he says that he thinks Sam tried to make a deal with Esty and Kiki, but he doesn't think they're going to be loyal to that deal. Pretty spot on. Then he says he thinks Sam is basically a Kalen that hasn't been caught.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not sure what you mean by that. He feels like Sam is running the house, that and I think this is probably a little bit him lying, because he knows that she's not really, but But Corey is kind of eating this up. Maybe. Corey is very good at giving people what they want in conversations and not really actually caring. So I don't really know how much of this Corey is completely buying. But she does tell him, like, you know, hey, I've been trying to lie low and hide the fact that I know Sam might want to come for me, that Sam is this person that we need to watch out for. It seems like she is kind of buying into what Anthony is selling for now. She does tell him some things like, hey, I trust Chelsea, and, you know, again, talks about the Sam stuff. So, I think she might be falling into Anthony's trap for now, but, who knows? Frail Mary says, can we stan Corey yet? Sure. I think she's, you know, perfectly standable. People love to stan the people that are very neutral because there's nothing bad about them yet. So I think Corey is very, very eligible in that regard. Pineapple is a crime against pizza. I mean, pineapple's great, but yeah, not on pizza. Let's be real. I am more of a mac and cheese kind of guy. I mean, I love pizza too, but I also love mac and cheese. Let's see. Chelsea has a conversation with Adam. And this is some dangerous stuff here for Chelsea. Chelsea lets Adam know, hey, what do you think about Anthony? Because I've been thinking about Anthony. And I kind of feel like I'm a little bit suspicious. He tries to play this mentor role with people. He is like gaining trust, and he's like telling people what to do, and it's just a little suspicious. It's just making me a little worried about, you know, what's happening with him. Like, what is his goal? What is his end goal? Like, is he with us? Is he just trying to like manipulate people into coming after each other? Like, what's going on here? I'm a little bit concerned. And Adam is like, you know, I see where you're coming from, but I still trust him. I still think it's fine. Chelsea says, yeah, you know, I don't think it's a problem yet. I think that we can still, you know, work with him. It's just something to think about, right? It's just like, you know, just maybe be aware. And also, oh my God, please don't tell. Please don't tell anyone, please. And Adam's like, oh, no, of course. I don't tell anyone. Do we want to make bets on how long it takes Adam to tell Anthony? Literally just looked at my Twitter feed, and the tweet that I saw was, Adam told Anthony that Chelsea worries about him. So it was approximately for as long as it took to get from the conversation that happened that I just told you about to literally this moment right now. What good timing. Adam told Anthony that Chelsea asked him not to tell Anthony. Uh-oh. All right. So there you go. So yes, this is not good for Chelsea. I don't know what Anthony's response to this is going to be. But yeah, dangerous stuff for Chelsea. Of all the things that Chelsea has done this week, I think this is perhaps one of the more dangerous ones. Chelsea does want to start making some alliances. That's sort of another thing that comes from these conversations. She wants to make a 7-person alliance. Her initial thought was Adam, herself, Sam, Kira, Dane. Oh, crap, I'm forgetting now. Dane, Corey, and one other person. It doesn't matter because this is not going to happen. And then Adam was like, no, let's switch out Kira with Mark. Let's include Mark in this alliance. And she was like, okay. So, you know, they're talking about Anthony. Yes, Anthony is also involved. Sorry. Of course. How could I forget? Because that was the whole point. Dane, Anthony, and Corey. Adam says, why don't we get Mark involved? And that's kind of something that they consider. And so, and it's possible that they tried to approach this this sort of alliance of seven, but it's a very strange group of people. And I don't know why, you know, I mean, all of the pretty boys are involved in it. So it's like an alliance of seven with all the pretty boys and basically just like three other people. And then, I don't know, it's just, it would be very dangerous for Dane to do this. This is not in the pretty boy's best interest to have go through. So I don't expect it to really go through. It was okay that he revealed the seven person alliance thing because the pretty boys are part of it. But it was dumb to bring up the six person thing with Dane, Esty, and Kiki, says Josh Man. Yes. So Chelsea wants the seven person thing. And then also the other thing with Kiki and Esty that they made that deal. She's trying to get insulated in that way. She's starting to worry a little bit about Chelsea. She's kind of exposed in a lot of different areas and she doesn't quite know it. So there you go. Zuma says, I'd let Rob cook for me before Taryn just based on age. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Ageism. Youngism, cookism, people trying to say young people can't cook. That's offensive. All right. Karen wants to know, didn't Adam also say this to Mark that Chelsea is nervous about him? Yes. 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 Adam told Mark about Chelsea's concerns about Mark. And then Mark was like super weird about it and made it obvious that he was told that Chelsea doesn't trust him very much. And so that, I think, was part of Adam's hesitancy to call, to tell Anthony about Chelsea's suspicion of him. Anthony, in this conversation that I was just looking at right now, was like, hey, I'm no Mark. I'm not going to be dumb and let her know that I know. Don't worry about it. So you watch out. Roy says, why is that offensive? Rob is clearly 29 years old. There you go. That's fair. That's fair. All right. So that's really a lot of what's going on there. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat. I can give you some tidbits from this morning. We saw a little talk of a potential vote flip stemming from Anthony or stemming from Adam, and then sort of talked about with Anthony, who was kind of on board to potentially take out Damian over Kaylin. Adam, in his conversations last night, was talking about how he feels like Damian is one of the few people in the house that might actually target him. And then this morning he was going on about that again. Anthony was like, hey, why don't we maybe flip the vote? And then Adam went to Chelsea and said, hey, we're thinking about flipping a vote. And Chelsea was like, no. And he was like, well, I mean, I was talking to Anthony about it. And she was like, Anthony, what? Don't like this. And then Anthony got upset that Adam told Chelsea that Anthony said something. And then Anthony went to talk to Chelsea. And Chelsea was like, we're not flipping the vote. And so right now it remains unflipped. But there was a little bit of a thing. And this Anthony-Chelsea thing is continuing to bubble here. So that's something to thinking about a potential vote flip. Just to quickly go over the votes. I don't see Kiki and Esty going for it. I think Dane would probably want Damian to stay too. They have a pretty good thing going. They hung out a lot last night. Kiki, Esty, Damian, and Dane, and they seem to be bonding quite a bit. So I really don't see Dane wanting to flip this vote. And I certainly don't see Kiki and Esty wanting to. So I believe that would be three votes. Even if Dane does go with the pretty boys, that's at least two votes there, plus Chelsea and Kira. They'd need to get Corey. If they wanted to flip this vote because Chelsea breaks the tie, it would need to be the four pretty boys plus Eddie plus Corey. That would make six, and they could flip the vote on Damian. But that would mean Adam voting against Sam. That would mean Dane voting against Esty. That would mean, Anthony voting against, it would be a very, very messy vote for very, very little benefit. So hard to see that happen. They would need to convince one side or the other. And even then, it would be a tough sell. So not particularly likely to see this happen, but you never know with these people. Anthony, he gets off on controlling the house. And if he feels like he's got it in his head that he really wants to make this happen, I could theoretically see him capable of making it happen, despite how terrible a move it would be for his game. So it's possible. It's possible. Don't count it out quite yet. Let's see. Marietta wants to know, didn't Adam mention he wanted Damian in the jury? Why does he want Damian out now? Because they're flippy floppy. He's just concerned that Damian will come after him. He hasn't talked with Damian enough. He finds it, you know, hard to connect with Damian on a personal level. Chelsea tries to vouch for Damian, saying he's a pretty genuine guy. It's just hard to like really connect with him. But she doesn't think he'll come after Adam. He will come after Adam. Adam is actually pretty correct in this assessment, but, you know, it actually is kind of in the best interest of, the pretty boys to get Damian out first. Damian, who theoretically could have been a number for them, just hasn't been and is probably a better competitor than Kalen and more of a threat to their game overall. But again, getting him out at this point would be way too much work than it's worth. So I don't think it will happen, and I don't think it's even the right move at this point, despite the fact that Damian leaving would probably be better. Corey does have a vote this week, Masonry, so it is theoretically possible for another 5-5 tie. Nikki wants to know, do you think Chelsea might make herself a target over Sam, or is everybody so Sam focused they won't see the logic? Really, it should be Chelsea over Sam for so many reasons, but for whatever reason, they are so obsessed with Sam. Maybe now that Anthony has heard that Chelsea is throwing out suspicion, you know, toward him, maybe that will convince him that that Chelsea is more dangerous, but I really doubt it. I think it's Sam's connection to Adam. The pretty boys are jealous of Adam giving Sam attention, and they don't realize that he is way more loyal to them than he is to her. They just, they're jealous. Jealous. Kubi wants to know, is it better for the pretty boys to take out Damian since he's more likely to win comps? Yes, that's what I was saying. I do think it is better for them, but I don't think it's worth trying to flip this vote when so many people are very set on keeping Damian. Let's see. May says, so Kalen should stop cooking in order to be safe. Or she missed her chance. Yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't have cooked. Gave away the secret, Kalen. Roy wants to know, are they called the spare tire now? Yeah, they, Damian, Dane, Chelsea, and, or sorry, not Chelsea, Damian, Dane, Kiki, and Esty, were talking about, like, you know, all being in a showman's together because they're very flirty, you know, Damian and Esty in particular. And, you know, they were like, oh, Damian's already in a relationship. He's like the, you know, third wheel, fourth wheel. He's the spare tire. It's a spare tire. And they were talking about like moving forward in the game together. You know, this is probably just like the Trinomite where it's like, it's never going to be brought up again. Let's see. Nikki says, so then Sam, Kira, Chelsea need to flip, which yes, I agree. You know, one of these sides or another will have to flip the vote if it's going to go down, because trying to brute force it is just no good. Frail Mary says, can somebody send me a loop of Taryn saying because they're flippy floppy? That was adorable. Look, they're flippy floppy. Let's see. Anthony told Adam this morning that Damian wants to put Adam up. Yeah. And also they made up a lie that Damian wants to come after Chelsea, and Chelsea, I don't think, bought the lie. Chelsea was like, I don't believe, like, Chelsea was like, okay, that's fine. He can come after me. I'm cool with that. I don't think she believes it. I think she believes Damian in his genuineness. Aren't Damian and Kiki more of a target than Kalen? I honestly don't see Kalen winning a comp. Yes, they are in many ways. Another thing to consider here is that Dane and Esty are becoming more of a target, which is very good for Kiki, actually. Dane and Esty, they're flirting more, they're seen together more, and people are starting to talk about them as a duo. And, you know, there was even talk of like, oh, Dane and Esty are using Kiki for a number. That the real core of it is Dane and Esty rather than Kiki and Esty. That's, you know, that's good for Kiki, though she still remains, you know, a bit of a target, and I still don't have a lot of faith in her game wise. I've been warning Dane and Esty for days. They just don't listen to me. They need to be careful. let's see. Nikki says, I'll be glad when you see the twist happen later today so we can start figuring out how it will impact the game. Yes. I agree. A lot of this, again, could be completely irrelevant, given that there is a twist that one of the house guests is going to see some footage. We don't know what the footage is, but it could completely change the entire, you know, structure of the house here. Let's see. Kubi says, why doesn't Damien try to expose Adam and Dane's alliance that he saw on day one? We don't really know what happened in the entire first week. And, you know, I think that Damien basically, he doesn't want to expose the fact that he saw anything from that room. And based on what he sees in the house, he doesn't really see that they are in an alliance anymore. Remember, Damien doesn't know the show very well. So when he sees Adam and Dane talk about maybe forming a thing, he probably also saw a lot of talk about maybe forming a thing in the first week that never actually went through. And so I don't think he realizes that, like, hey, this could still be a secret alliance that I'm not aware of, because he doesn't really understand secret alliances and that the brigade is a thing. I think if he had seen the show before, he would have known that that is something to keep an eye on. But I think at this point he's kind of like, oh, that didn't go anywhere. Very likely. Let's see here. Did I talk about Eddie talking to Kaylin? Yes. So Kaylin did campaign to Eddie again. Eddie sort of told her, hey, if you have the votes, I'll vote for you. Otherwise, I don't think I can do that. And she kind of like blew up on him, called him a coward, was not happy with that response, said that Canada would not appreciate his cowardice, that they want to see him stand up for her, which actually... I like you, Kaylin, but I don't want Eddie to ruin his game for you. Let's see here. Zen Angry Cult wants to know, with all the comments I got angry in there, Adam has made to Sam and Chelsea, why do you think they still can't put the Bro Alliance together? Again, I think it's just a matter of, like, it's so, the Sam and Adam thing is so distracting. It's so difficult to think that Adam would be more loyal to other people that he doesn't have as much of a game connection with. He spends most of his time hanging out with Sam and Chelsea. So just it makes sense to them that he is loyal to them and that he's just a big doofus that trusts other people too much. So they just, they see him saying, oh no, we can trust them, we have an understanding. They see that as like, oh, these guys are good at getting Adam to fall for their bro-y stuff. But really, he's our guy. He'll protect us first. They don't realize that he's a guy's guy and he's, you know, all about the bros. Let's see here. Eddie called Kaylin out on that late last night. Kaylin straightened it out with Canada. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. There you go. That's your update for the day. We've got a lot of moving parts, but again, the voting ended very recently, I believe, and for the twist. And I imagine that we're gonna get the person going into the room today, because the veto's done, and they're going to want this footage and the fallout for Thursday's episode, I imagine, unless they're waiting until next week, but that doesn't really vibe with how they usually do things. So we'll probably have the feeds go down today for whatever this is, and then we'll hopefully they'll come back up and we'll be able to see what kind of impact this twist has, what kind of footage that the person saw. Honestly, I'm kind of just like hoping that the feeds go down, they come back up, and then we can't even figure out who got the twist because it was so inconsequential. But you know, what are you going to do? You never know. Alexander wants to know, what do I think of Damien's gameplay so far? I like it. actually, I'll say this. I don't like Damien's gameplay. I like Damien as a person in the house. I think his personality is well suited to the game. It's just his lack of game knowledge that holds him back. He's just so likable. He comes off as really genuine. People trust him when they shouldn't. And that's just entirely on personality. If he had game knowledge to go with that personality, I'd be very confident in his game ability, but it's not quite there. Hopefully he learns more as he goes along. So there you go. All right. So that's what we've got for you. There might be a crazy update tomorrow where I explain the entirely new structure of what's going on and new alliances and new targets and, you know, thinking about it, right? Because this footage could be anything, it could be that they just watch some live feeds of things that are happening right now. This actually could be kind of crazy. Like, if it's, for instance, you know, is I don't know, it could theoretically reveal, oh, Kiki and Esty are not really loyal to the deal with the Sam Chelsea Adam group. Maybe I should tell Sam Chelsea Adam this. It could reveal that Damien is a lot closer with Kiki and Esty than people think. You know, luckily it's probably going to be either Damien or Kiki in the room, and then you know, but then it could be like. Like, oh, Damien realizes that Kiki and Esty are like way closer with Dane than he thought, or you know, Kiki could go in there and he you know, she could say Kiki goes in and she hears a conversation between two of the pretty boys talking about how like, oh yeah, we can convince Damien, we can reel Damien in, he's good with us boys, and then she doesn't trust Damien anymore. Like, there are a lot of things that could theoretically happen, and those are things I just hadn't thought of before, because we often think of the pretty boys just being exposed, but we have no idea what this footage is going to be. So just be prepared for anything is what I'm saying. Literally anything. It could flip the vote to save Kaylin. It could destroy the, you know, any sort of side of the house. It could do all sorts of things. So let's just we'll see what happens. So thank you for joining me. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, where I will go live on occasion to talk about the feeds and also play some games and, you know, Instagram, all the cool places. And yeah, that's what I've got for you. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on what happens today. And then Thursday night, we'll be live to recap the eviction episode, Big Brother Canada 7. Thank you once again for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our chat with the chat. And I'll see you next time.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.